My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Did you give Coach any input when it came to his walk-up song? Maybe we should ask him.
Oh, I would love to ask him. That'd be great.
Coach Mayo coming up momentarily on a Patriots Monday, which is actually happening on a tie Tuesday. And Ty Law will join us at 9 this morning. So we are finally here. It is finally game week. It takes forever from end of Super Bowl until this moment, and I cannot wait.
In a short week, nonetheless.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
yes,
having a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, does it get better?
It really doesn't. Courtney, you are absolutely right about all of that. Thursday night football, Friday night football, Patriots on Sunday. Whoa, Ty is, I didn't realize Ty was coming in. Send him in here.
Oh, he's in the building?
Yeah,
he's
Ty's here. in the building today.
Greg wants you in right now.
Yeah, you can join us for Coach Mayo.
I'd love to hear. I would love to see what his walk-up music would be.
Who?
Mayo's.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
I'm thinking clips.
We'll ask him. Come on in,
what
Ty.
Up, Ty?
All right. Gerard Mayo, Mayo Monday, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men, with 5 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Land Rover of Norwood, and Coach Mayo, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes all football season long. And here he is, Coach Mayo. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm sure Courtney and Chris have a smile on their face the entire day after that game last night.
Oh, yes.
Nothing can bring me down.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the argument has been this morning from the naysayers that the FSU team was not a great team, but that's a big win for BC last night, Gerard.
It's a huge win. People are always going to say things like that. It's a huge win for the program, and, you know, I'm excited for the coaching staff, but most excited for the players. You know, they put a lot of work in and came out and performed, so I thought it was great.
Before we get into it, I wanted to ask you, do you want to pick your walk-up song, if you will, if you want to call it that? Like, you can pick whatever song we use when we intro you.
Let me think about it, and I'll get it to you next week.
That's like a Craig Breslow answer. I asked Craig Breslow his 3 favorite bands. He couldn't name one for a month. All right, we'll give you till the end. Think about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs out there.
It depends. It depends how Sunday goes.
You know, yes.
I'll call you after the game, give you a song.
Also, Ty Law is in here for his segment. So, Ty, say hey.
Ty.
What's going on, Mayo?
What's
up, brother?
How you doing?
Good.
Chilling.
So he may jump in from his POV.
Ty got on them cool. Those are the Dion shades?
Huh?
Those are the Dion sunglasses?
Get that microphone up here.
Okay, there we go. No.
Is he in
there? These are law dogs right here. Law dog shades.
Are you inside with sunglasses on? tie.
Always. He always. Inside on with shades on, a bucket hat, doing what I do. We about to have some, have some mimosas, too. Florida style.
Tie ain't changed.
Have you tried Ty's vodka, Gerard?
I have tried it. I think everyone in the organization, even the older players, they've all tried it. It's pretty good.
The man is not opposed to a free plug here or there. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, I know. I'm sure he just probably dropped a letter off right in front of you, like his commercial stuff. Go ahead and read it. Let's get it out the way. Read that and let's get it out the way.
All right. Well, let's get into it, because I think Wiggy at times this past week was confused, and I know you like to clear confusion up. So,
it's hard with Wiggy, but I love him like a brother. Shoot, fire away.
So
the one thing I would say is, as long as the people in the building aren't confused, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay. But I do try to be as transparent with you guys as I said in the past, and give you information. The most information that I feel comfortable with.
Sure.
So fire away.
And we appreciate that. And there are some that think maybe you're super strategic and sneaky, and that some of the things that you say are all a part of your strategy. And I like that as well. But you were on this show not much more than a week ago saying that you felt like Drake May had had outperformed Jacoby Brissett in camp. And then it turns out that you end up deciding collaboratively, or you made the decision, or we made the decision, that it's going to be Jacoby Brissett week one. What kind of changed your mind there?
Yeah, you know, I should have given more context to the comment at the time. Look, Drake had more playing time in the preseason than Jacoby, and that was intentional. So as we talk about the developmental plan, like, we know what it is internally, but that was definitely intentional. We know what Jacoby can do. He's played a lot of ball in this league. We see him every day in practice, and we know what he's done in the NFL as well. So, look, we have full confidence. I have full confidence in Jacoby leading our team into the season, and you know, the players feel the same way. You know, those guys selected him as a captain, so that should say a lot as well. This is the way we're going to go, and like I always say, as the head coach of the team, like, I'm trying to make the best decisions for the organization, not only here in the present, but also in the future.
So any disappointment on the part of Drake May? I mean, it seems like he was told that there was a true quarterback competition, and May have felt like he outplayed Jacoby but doesn't get the start. How does he feel about it?
Well, I'm not sure he feels the way you just said. What I would say is, you know, he's going to continue to prepare as if he's the starter. And it was a true competition. I think you just have to take it all in. And when I said, you know, at the end of the preseason, and I want to be very explicit about this, at the end of the preseason, he was playing at a very high level. Now, when we were thinking about who we were going to have, you know, start for our team, you know, we had to put, you know, a lot of thought into it. And I would also say it goes all the way back to the spring when we first started talking about competition and competing. And, you know, you would have to ask Drake how he feels or how he felt about the conversation, but I thought it went well.
Gerard, one of the things that you always talk about is the collaborative effort of coming together with everybody when it's about making decisions. I get that, but there comes a point in time when you guys are going to disagree on personnel, who should be starting, those type of things. I guess my biggest question where I want to know kind of like that final decision-making when it comes to starting and depth chart is that your decision? Because I my opinion is, just from an outsider, is I feel like maybe that might be something that Elliot Wolf might have more say so in, which I don't agree with. But who has final say when it comes to depth chart decisions and who should be starting at positions when we talk about like the quarterback, if you guys are on a different page?
Look, you know, as the head coach, I have the final say with all of that stuff. I do value the opinions of others, and you know, Elliot's opinion is definitely valued. But as the head coach, you know, I have the final say. Same with the quarterback. Like, from the time we signed Jacoby and drafted Drake, we've had a plan on how to best develop Drake, and we're going to stick to that no matter what happens, no matter, you know, what's being said on the outside. Like, we're going to stick to the plan, and it may not be the most popular plan, but it's the plan that I think is best for the team.
And that plan, like, who developed that plan? Was that an Elliott Wolf plan because he had the experience with Jordan Love? Is that a Alex Van Pelt plan? Is, like, who whose plan was it?
Yeah, so from the let me take you through the process. It's me meeting with, you know, AVP and McAdoo and those guys on the offensive side of the ball, and you know, we came to the final conclusion. And once again, like, as the head coach, I have to put the final stamp. Like, this is what we're going to do, and I'm willing to suffer any type of consequences. But I'm thinking about the organization as a whole.
Gerard, I know that you've said before you made your decision, you guys named Jacoby the starter, that who you pick for, say, week one may be the best for the team that week, but that may not be the best come week five. Or is that still the plan? Is that still how you feel, that maybe every week you could be making a different decision?
Every single week, these guys have one opportunity. And look, we talk about practice being the most important thing, but, you know, playing on Sunday, every single week, these guys have one opportunity to go out there and perform at a high level. And so every single week is a competition, no matter what position we're talking about. And I do still feel that way, to answer your question, that, you know, if you're not playing well, if you're not giving our team the best chance to win games, no matter the position, then we have to look at different options. And I think that's healthy stress. I think that's healthy competition. And, you know, I think the guys need to understand that. It's the same way we look at the practice squad. You know, you look at the practice squad and people have different philosophies around that. For me and Elliott, and the rest of the organization, we look at that as a developmental type of unit, like guys that can step right in if, you know, we feel like we're not getting enough out of our players on the field on Sundays.
Gerard, have you been surprised at the sort of backlash to your way of doing things? People seem outraged that there's a change from how you're operating as compared to your predecessor, but isn't the biggest reason, or one of the biggest reasons, you're in the position you currently have because of the changing approach and an attempt to relate to the players and all of that?
Hey, no matter what industry, or if we're talking about sports or anything, change is always difficult. You know, we'll be measured by our wins and losses, not only this year, but also years in the future. And, you know, change is difficult for fans. Change is difficult for coaches, players, all that stuff. And once you get through that, you know, that difficult stage, hopefully, we're able to reap the benefits of that change.
Well, speaking of wins and losses, this team is basically an underdog every single game this season. Is that something you're able to use with these guys? And how are they reacting with that?
Yeah, you know, I would say inside these walls, like, we don't really pay attention to it. They can hear the chatter. You know, they hear the chatter that we're not favored to win any games. That doesn't mean that we're not going to come out here every day and practice hard and compete each and every week. Like, we go into every game expecting to win. That has to be the mentality. It's up to you guys to put your, you know, the spin or the casinos to put the spreads on games. That's totally separate than how we feel in this room. And that's why everyone says, like, any given Sunday, no matter what, you know, who's coaching, what the roster looks like, any given Sunday, you have that one opportunity to go out there and perform at a high level. To answer your question, I will say, you know, they hear that stuff, and it should make them upset, because, you know, whether it's your parents calling you or your friends calling you, it should make them upset, and hopefully that fuels good practices that lead to having good games. What you got, Ty?
Man, oh, I got a whole lot, but I'm gonna let you do your coach speak right now. But we go ahead to get together. I mean, I like the whole politically correct stuff, so I will be here to articulate from now on what he's really saying. Because when you talk about other people, it's very important and all that. Damn it, stand on business. The buck stops here. I'm the head coach, Gerard Mayo. Damn it, I got the last say. So if he don't want to say it, I'm gonna say it. You know what I mean?
No,
so
somebody got to come here and shake it up.
Come on, Gerard.
I think I was pretty clear. Look, I am the head coach. And once again, going back to, you know, the disgruntled fans and people in the media, like, it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to do what's best for the team. And, you're exactly right. The buck does stop with me.
Time now for the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Speaking of doing things a little differently, the captains named yesterday, and they will wear a C on their jersey. And a texter wants to know what went into that.
I've always thought it was important. Even, you know, when I was a player, I thought it was important, not only internally, but I thought it was important externally. Like, referees need to know who they can go and talk to about certain things on certain plays. And I would also say the C on your chest, like, you earned that. And it's always been an important thing to me.
Gerard, I keep asking the question to Wiggy.
You got a free parking space, well, I mean.
What's that?
Whatever.
Free parking space?
Yeah,
do they get a free parking space?
Yeah, for captains. No, you get a parking space, you know, to have a captain. So if that, you can walk a couple steps closer, Wiggy. I didn't too much give a damn. What about you, Wiggy?
That was in the 90s. That was in the 90s with the parking space. We're done with that. Look, as the head coach, I don't even park on the front. I don't park in the front. Well, park anywhere.
First come, first serve.
That's what I mean. But you know, the captain,
they got their little parking space,
and you go in and you're feeling good about yourself.
No, they don't. Well, here's another change. We don't have parking spaces for the captain.
Love it, because it didn't mean nothing anyway. Because sometimes you get a free TV at training camp, and you get, you know, when you get captains, you get a free TV. We ain't have one USB port in.
Also,
anybody give a damn about that TV?
Also, hold on a second.
One USB. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about the 90s. One USB port. Come on. Hey, you're always welcome back. I welcome the alums back all the time. So you can come here. You'll see 10 USB ports right here on my desk. So it's getting 24.
Also, Coach, how would Ty know what you got at training camp? He was always holding out for more.
I never held out of training camp. I never held out of training camp at all. I just left.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's different. It's different when you hold out and don't come at all.
Now they hold in. That was the 90s.
Yeah, that's the 90s. You know what I mean?
Hold on, Ty. Let me interview Ty. So right now, would you be a hold in?
Would I be a hold in?
Yeah.
Hell no, you got to stand on business. You damn right. You know what I mean? And if I was welcome to be held in,
you would.
But if not, I would go home and prop my feet up. They standing on business out there, so you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, them top corners making big money, Ty. You might have to hold in.
Man, huh? Hey, hold in, hold out, as long as you get where, you know, get what you need to get. But I just like the whole captain thing. I'm glad that you taking that approach, because a lot of times I think coaches put so much on the captains, and it ain't like that you can make no decisions. You know what I mean? Anyway, you might speak for the team and things like that, but all I seen was that you had, like, you know, a parking space with your name on it. You know what I mean? Things like that. Like, me personally, I didn't care, you know what I mean, for being a captain. So that means you had to stay for the off-season program. Damn it, I'm out.
Hey, you still on these parking spaces. It's been like 7 minutes you're still on parking spaces.
Speaking of hold-ins or hold-outs, we got some, I'm assuming it's accurate, some information on the offers to Brandon Ayuk from Burt Breer and Sports Illustrated over the weekend, and looks like you guys were offering a second rounder in 25, third rounder in 26, a player, which I guess was Kendrick Bourne, and $32 million. Were you surprised that was not good enough when it came to getting that player?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That was, I mean, I'm not going to get into, you know, what we offered or other teams offered, but that was a very unique experience, at least for me personally. Look, he ended up back at the same team, and I don't want to talk about players on other teams, so.
Yeah.
Just go back to parking space.
Well, just one thing on that, Gerard. I know you want to talk about players, but your predecessor said on, I think, ESPN that the millionaire's tax has played a role in the organization's ability to land top flight free agents. Would you care to confirm or deny that that has been an issue?
Yeah, I'm not going to get too far into, you know, politics or anything like that. Look, if you love football, this is the place to be. You know, it's, you know, right out here in Foxborough, there's not much to do but get better as a football player and a football team. So that's how I kind of look at it.
Well, I'll get into real football kind of talk just real quick. One question. How is your team preparing, especially going against Cincinnati, where it looks like, you know, Cincinnati's best player in Ja'Marr Chase probably is not playing? Do you look at that as being a huge opportunity for your defense to really maybe take advantage of some things to be able to come out? Because we all want a W, to be able to come out with a W.
What I talk to the coaches and also the players about is I fully expect Chase to be there at the game, and that's how we have to prepare. If he's not there, we'll treat it as an injury and, you know, have a different game plan, but we fully expect him to play.
I asked Jelani this on Friday, but I'd be interested in your take. Is it hard to prepare for a guy like Joe Burrow, who you haven't seen in real game action since November, and he's been hurt? And I mean, the reports are that he's gained, you know, 10 pounds of muscle and he looks great out there, but is that difficult for you?
Not really. We know who he is as a player. We know he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, whether he gained 10 pounds of muscle or not. We know he'll be healthy there for week one, and that's our focus.
I saw you speak briefly yesterday about discipline and Javon Baker. How did that discussion go with that player? I know that there was some, you know, outside noise prior to the draft about the way he conducts himself at times as a player. Are you comfortable with the way that went?
Yeah, you know, we handled it internally, and once again, what was said on Instagram Live is no representation of our team or the organization or even Javon. And those are things that, you know, we talked about and we handle it internally. And we're looking to move forward.
Can you get him a driver or something in the future?
Well, why don't you give him yours, Greg?
Maybe we get him a parking spot.
Especially at the airport, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know a couple guys, so next time he goes down there, tell him to hit me up. We'll get him a nice spot. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, gotcha.
Patrick Mahomes said this week that you may see a play Thursday night designed by Taylor Swift. Are any indication about how she is when it comes to scheming things up? And is that something that you as a head coach would deploy if you had the opportunity?
If it's a good play, I mean, what is it, the annexation of Puerto Rico? I don't know what the play is. Look, those guys do a good job game planning, and we'll see what happens.
Maybe get Shime to drop a play. You know,
right. He knows ball.
Gerard, it's our last chance before the first actual game. I'm just curious, what for you would be a successful season this year?
Yeah, successful season is going out there, being competitive each and every game, and getting better as the year progresses. That's how I look at it.
Gerard, a last one for me. As a player, I think, you know, we all kind of had nerves going into our first game. I was super nervous with my first game as a player. As a head coach, your, like, first actual real live bullets flying game, what's maybe the – are you going to be nervous, anxious, or is there something – you know, what's the nervous part of this for you?
I mean, look, there's a very thin line between, you know, anxiousness and excitement, and I choose to be excited. And that's how I kind of look at it. I'm excited for the guys to go out there and play, and hopefully they play well.
All right, coach.
You know, as a player, as a player, though, you remember, as a player, you would have a little bit of that anxiety if you didn't study enough tape. But after that first hit, it was all good. Let's go.
With Drake, how do you hope that he develops? I keep asking Wiggy this question, you know, as a player, how do you develop from the sideline? Like, how do you hope to see him develop while watching the games next to you?
Yeah, we talk about not only in the game, but also in practice, just getting those mental reps. And look, he'll know what every play is. You know, he'll make his checks and stuff on the sideline and continue to develop that way. And he'll develop through practice. He'll get, you know, reps still with the first team and also the show team. So, we're sticking to the plan.
Is he the, in your mind, is he the backup?
He is the backup.
Okay. So Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, God forbid, then he's the guy. He's the guy you go to.
I want to be very clear. He's the backup quarterback on our team.
Okay. All right. Gerard Mayo, thanks for taking the time, and go get him. Have a great week, and we will talk to you on Monday after week one.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right. There he is. Gerard Mayo. Take a quick break. Ty Law's here.
Woo-hoo.
We'll get any nuggets that we got from Coach Mayo. We'll get those coming up next on a Patriots Monday on a Ty Tuesday here at WEEI. And that conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.